It's town and country time.
Riding down to Santa Fe. Sure I found it, then I'm on my way. See that sun sinking low in the west. On the trail I'm loving the best. Here we go, my old pinto. Gonna see a preacher about a gal. Riding down to Santa Fe. Riding down to Santa Fe. Hey, riding down to Santa Fe.
Hi there, this is Lieutenant Jim Hale saying welcome to Town and Country Time, presented transcribed by your United States Army in cooperation with your local radio station. Town and Country Time features the best in country and folk music, and of course the biggest stars. As usual, Jimmy Dean and his Texas Wildcats are on hand to set the musical pace, and our special guest today, Lazy Jim Day of WSM's Grand Old Opry. And right here to tell you all about it, substituting for Connie Begay, is our own music man, Jimmy Dean.
All right, a great big cheerful howdy to all you nice folks out there, and welcome to another session called Town and Country Time. Don't expect me to do nothing right on this show, because Lazy Jim Day's our guest, and I can just look at him and get tickled. We're gonna have him up here a little bit later on. Right now, I'd like to sing one for you, if I may, called Blue is a Heartache, Marvin. I'm blue as a heartache, sad as a tear, feeling so lonely, wish you were here. Where did you wander? Why did you go? How did I lose you? I'll never know. I miss you more at sundown than I cry the whole night through. Haven't been in over a year. Blue as a heartache, sad as a tear. Oh, Mr. Marvin. Heard something that sounded like I was about to giggle all through that. You're exactly right, and this is the cause of it. A guy that's from the Grand Ole Opry, currently appearing with Jimmy Dickens' fine show out of the Grand Ole Opry, and he's done just about everything and been just about everywhere, and we'd like to say howdy to Lazy Jim Day.
Howdy.
All right, Jim.
Yeah, I was kindly surprised there, Jimmy, when I first come in and you didn't speak to me there, but I noticed right away what was wrong. You didn't recognize me. I I wasn't dressed right. I had my overalls washed, and the galluses drawed up so fur my feet wouldn't reach the floor, and I had to put on my Saturday evening breeches. I'm uncommonly happy to be visiting with you here on the Town and Country program. You know, I like the country a little bit the best. I hope I don't hear nobody else sniggering about me being slow to catch on when I come to town, because there's just as much for the town boy to learn when he goes to the country. Remember here a while back, Uncle Billy Spradaddle and Aunt Esther Sickyfoos called the employment service, and they had him to send a feller out there from the city to help put up the alfalfa while Cousin Step and a Half was gone to the army, you know. I wish you could have seen that city feller down on the farm there. He was so confused, he thought the kinks in the pig's tails was broken springs a-poking out through their upholstering. I fixed up a song to sing for y'all today, Jimmy, on the Town and Country program. It's a sort of a country song. It's a sort of a down-on-the-farm ballad. The name of it is Don't Do the Milking During a Thunderstorm, because if the lightning was to strike the cow, you'd be left holding the bag. If I can get the silver-toned Minner Dipper in tune here, I'll say this is sort of the way it goes. Excuse me, I'll have to commence to begin to get ready to start over again. Well, I'll declare, we've been eating peanuts back here in the catch-all room, and I forgot to hull mine. I guess that's them rattling now. I'll try once more, and if I don't sing, I'll put my Minner Dipper down and dance. Sounds like somebody running through a briar patch with corduroy breeches on, huh? Well, sounds better. I believe they've slipped the other way now. Yeah, I forgot my song now. Oh, I know two songs. I'll sing the other one. The name of the other one is How Come Holes Is in Swiss Cheese When Limburger Needs the Air So Bad? That ain't going to come out right, is it? If I sing another song and it don't come to me what the first one was, how am I going to know but what I'm a-singing and what I forgot to sing before I started to sing and forgot what I started and had to start another and then couldn't think of how to begin the one that I thought I hadn't forgot after I done come? I'd appreciate it if y'all wouldn't laugh at me. I'm doing the best I can. Listen, everybody, I'll sing you some singing news with a little music to chase away the blues. This news is the truth. Every line says I, and I'll bet you 30 cents you can't catch me in a lie. I guess a lot of you read about that woman getting crippled or trying on them new clothes. I read in Detroit a lady to the doctor went, but she was a lucky lady and only a short time spent. The accident it happened when a new girdle she tried. The zipper hung in her ankle, took 4 stitches in her hide. But I don't reckon that'll happen again in months and months and months. And I don't reckon that'll happen again in months and months and months. Well, folks, I ain't had lunch. Now to the cafe I'm gonna sail and leave the rest of this up to Jimmy Dean and Lieutenant Hale.
Take it. I can't say a word. Go ahead.
Okay, Jimmy. I'm a little bit broken up by that myself. I have just a brief word here to the young men and young women everywhere in America. Why not get an early start with an Army job that gives you the feeling of being of real service to your country? You'll enjoy that feeling in the United States Army. Besides, in the Army, you'll be in a job that will be a little different every day. And you'll be getting the finest technical training in the world from among a wide variety of fields. So don't let opportunity pass you by. Visit your nearest United States Army recruiting station and get all the details on how you can serve your country and yourself in your United States Army. Are you up to it now, Jimmy?
I doubt it. Seriously, I'm telling you. Jim, Lazy Jim D, that is, suppose you come back up here and you can talk or sing or dance. It don't make any difference. I'll be glad to listen to you.
Standing there listening to Lieutenant Hale read that there about getting in the Army there, I guess I won't be going back no more. They done classified me into 4PH.
4PH? What's 4PH,
that's
Jim?
That's positively hopeless. But I don't care. I done enough fighting during the other war. I fought and fought and didn't do a bit of good, though. They come got me anyhow. You know how I always go dressed up, keep my overalls pressed, especially my Sunday ones. And
yeah.
Had the awfulest time with my clothes. I remember one morning we was standing up for inspection and the feller hollered, "Hey, you number four from the end down there, stand up like the rest of them." And I says, "Sir, I am standing up. It's these underwear that's still sitting down." But I thought I was pretty good. I believe I could go back again. I used to be a pretty good fighter. In fact, I had a little practice yesterday. Me and my girlfriend was walking down the street, and she's a little bit on the shady side. I mean, keeps me shady. Well, sir, some smart aleck walked up to me and said, "Say, feller," said, "where's the parachute that goes with your balloon?" I hit him, and then I got up and hit him again. I was just too fast for him, though. I beat him to the sidewalk every time. Pretty soon I got him down on top of me and got my ear in his mouth, and he seen I had him.
Lazy Jim Day, all right, fellas. I got my ear in his mouth, and I knew I had him then. That's Lazy Jim Day, doggone it. We got a fiddle tune scheduled here, but I know doggone well we aren't going to be able to get it in. It's a pleasure to have had Lazy Jim Day on the show today, and we hope that he'll be back time and time again. As a matter of fact, we're sure that he will. We got to be scooting along. We've had a grand time at your house. Hope you'll invite us back again next week. Thank you so much. Good luck. God bless you and everybody at your house.
See that sun sinking low in the west. On the trail I'm loving the best. Here we go, mouth and toe. Gonna see a preacher about a gal. Riding down to Santa Fe. Riding down to Santa Fe. Hey! Riding down to Santa Fe.
Town and Country Time is presented, transcribed each week by your United States Army Recruiting Service in cooperation with your local radio station. Our special guest today was Lazy Jim Day. The master of ceremonies was Jimmy Dean. Town and Country Time is produced and directed by the Recruiting Publicity Center, New York City. This is Lieutenant Jim Hale speaking and reminding you that this year, more than ever before, in the Army you serve your country and yourself. Thank you.